This is Tamara Wallace on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour, and I'm with Justin Knopf from Gibson, Kansas, and he is a commissioner with Kansas Wheat. And I caught up with him southeast of Salina. He was out spraying, and we are on the home place of Grandma's wheat field that has been cut. Justin, let's start off with what you've been doing this morning with your spraying.
Hi, Tamara. I appreciate your KFRN's continuing coverage and all your sponsors of the Harvest Tour here in 2024. So yeah, I've been taking some opportunity. We've had a lot of wind lately and actually a pretty decent morning for spraying this morning. So I've been applying some post-herbicide applications to some Enlist soybeans this morning is what I've been working on.
And tell us about this field that we're on, Grandma's home place.
Yep. We harvested this wheat field last week. Actually, this...
Good. Are you pretty pleased with that then?
Very pleased with that yield. Now, that is not all of our acres. The yields have been incredibly variable on our farm, across different fields, and in the community this year in this part of the state. We're probably harvesting some of our worst wheat today. It's a field that got pretty significant hail damage to it. I expect it to yield probably in the low 20s at best. We've cut wheat anywhere from yielding in the 30s to this field, like I said, in this upper 60s or 70s. A lot of yields in the 40s and 50s.
And are you done cutting?
We should finish up tomorrow, I think.
And where are all your locations at to cut wheat?
Yeah, we're mostly scattered in eastern Saline County. Have just a handful of fields in the far western edge of Dickinson County. So Gypsum area, Kipp area, to south of Solomon area.
And can you tell us, have you had any problems with weeds?
No, weeds have not been a challenge. Fortunately, we've got our share of that for 10 years worth about last year and the year before that. So harvest conditions have been really pretty good this year. We've had a few little rain showers, which we're grateful for, that we had to pause for. But other than that, harvest conditions have been good.
And tell us about your work with Kansas Wheat.
Yeah, you mentioned I'm a commissioner. I'm actually on the grower's side. Serve on the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers Board of Directors. Probably about to wrap up my time serving on that board. I've been on it for some time. We work to advocate for wheat farmers across Kansas and at the national level from a policy standpoint and an advocacy standpoint, just paying attention to issues that are important to wheat farmers across Kansas and valuing and working to increase the value of wheat, supporting research, market development, private investment into wheat, and working with market chain partners up and down the supply chain of the wheat value chain as well.
Thank you, Justin, for taking time with me this morning to let us know how everything's been going for you. This is Tamara Wallace on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. And again, I'm speaking with Justin Knopf from Gibson, Kansas.